From the age of 6 on, his vision had declined. He had only partial vision when he was born. And close to his 18th birthday, he was almost totally blind. And she decided that she wouldn't marry a blind man. She walked out of his life. Despite this handicap, he was a brilliant scholar and graduated at the University of Glasgow, and finished seminary, pastored a church of about 2,000 people in Edinburgh, one of the greatest preachers of his time. He never married. He spent his life alone in the marital sense. But it was George Matheson who wrote these words, "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be." He found a love that wouldn't let him go, and so have you, and so have I, in the everlasting love of God through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, what great joy is brought to our hearts as we recognize the fact that that love which you have granted to us is forever. Oh God, we have no words to express the gratitude. Lord, the joy, the thrill, the confidence, and the peace that comes to our hearts when we recognize this. If Lord, salvation were not forever, then surely nobody would ever be saved ultimately. If salvation were not forever, we would all lose it because we don't have the ability to sustain it. And if it is sustained, it is sustained by you and you're working in us. And if that's the case, it can never be lost. And in that we rejoice. And may we so live to show our gratitude for this eternal life which we now possess. In the Savior's dear name we pray. Amen.